Some Saturday afternoon jazz with Jamoke Fashola in an hour from now. This week's edition of J to Z features a recent concert from San Francisco by the Grammy-winning singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. That and more from 5 o'clock. First, here's Lopa Kotari with Music Planet.
And we start with a true veteran of salsa, the Panamanian singer and composer Rubén Blades. He's also an actor and politician with a music career that spans 5 decades. He's just brought out a new album, singing with fellow Panamanian Robert Delgado and his band. Here's a new version of one of his classic hits, Tambo.
Tambor, en su repicar se encierra el misterio de la vida, de la muerte y la pasión. Tambor, con tu cadencioso ritmo, haces brotar en la gente desde el alma la emoción. Sabes expresar la pena, pues conoces al dolor. Vibrar causa alegría cuando es alegre la ocasión. Tambor, expresión de sentimiento que en la piel desde muy dentro interpreta el corazón. Tambor, 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 siempre te pide la gente para expresar lo que ella siente.
Starting off today's fiesta on Music Planet, Rubén Blades and a classic from his repertoire, Tambo, out on his latest album, Sal Swing, the aim of which, he says, is to break down the stereotypes that confine Panamanian music to its national borders and traditional audience, and to introduce the fabulous Robert Delgado and his orchestra. Sal Swing is out now on his label, Rubén Blades Productions. I'm Lopa Katsari, and coming up on Music Planet this afternoon, mindful of current government travel advice, we're keeping to our own shores and taking a bit of a staycation in Scotland. Well, kind of. Joining me down the line from Glasgow is Iona Fyfe, who at the tender age of 23 is fast becoming one of Scotland's finest balladeers. We're going to be talking about her music and things that get her riled up. But right now, here's a song from a studio session she recorded for Music Planet at the BBC's Pacific Key Studios with her band. This is a traditional song called Glenlogie.
I win. Finny got to Bethelny. There is no hearts weeping, and wailing, vexation and care. Oh, Pavan Wan, was she when Glen Logie came in? But Reed and Rosie grew she, then she kent it was him. Turned Rin Jeanie Beltram, turned tear right side, and I'll be the bridegroom. He'll be the bride. Now Jeanie's got married, and her tocher didn't told. Bonnie Jeanie, oh, Bethelny, was 16 year old. Bethelny, Bethelny, ye shine where ye stand, and the heather bells are ringing. Shine on Fyvie's land.
Glen Logie, a song about a teenager who falls in love with Glen Logie, who she believes is the man for her. From my guest in session today, Iona Fife, Michael Biggins there on piano with Graham Rory on mandolin and Ali McKenzie playing guitar. That was recorded for Music Planet in BBC Glasgow, and I'll be talking to Iona a bit later on in the programme. But right now, I've got two tracks for you from the Mediterranean coast. The first one is from an album called Nuba Nova. Now, listening to it, I felt like I was meeting up with an old mate after a very long break. And it kind of is, because Mehdi Hadab has got his fingerprints all over it. Hadab is an electric oud master and the sonic creator of Speed Caravan, one of my favourite groups back in the day. For this project, Hadab went in search of Algerian Malouf master Hamdi Benani. Malouf is the music form that Andalusian refugees brought to North Africa many centuries ago. And Benani, well, he comes from a family rich with artistic talents. His uncle and his great-grandfather were both Malouf masters. The sad twist to this story is that not long after recording the album, Benani contracted COVID-19 and passed away in September 2020. Jani Majani was his flagship song. Ironically, or was it strangely prescient? The song here was sung by Benani's son. The passing of a mantle, though no one at that time knew.
Jani Majani, Atar Fijnani, Khokhur Oma, Ani Usufar Jel Taib, Jitin Wadda, Khababaha.
I'm Stasera io la somiglio, sarò pure io. Un assagoro, un fanero me mi chiesterò anche a saltare. Svegli, cazzo, la piumetta di la lume. Ma io mi eco all'autonomo. Spaglie inutili, c'è non che spazze. Scaghi sei tanta di sull'Iban. Istera cati se m'avri prima. Risa l'igno di Sahara, ma fretti. Nesto un caffè muf che mi schismetti. Coppia se adesso cati la lumu. E io ni evo a nutte bumu. Ma più di fello, un ena brasso. Mi la memo non exe di psasso. Ilis nictoni, cos na menossi. E me sta matia na ximerossi.
Music from Cyprus, Laughter and Barbed Wire from the solo debut album of Monsieur Domani's Antonis Antoniou. At the very core of this album, Kismetin or Kismet, are the metal drums that have historically divided the city of Nicosia's Greek and Turkish communities. Antonio incorporated the sound of these concrete-filled barrels into the album to express his own frustrations and comment on the ghosts of nationalistic political agendas that continue to split the country. The overriding message of the album is laughter, not pain, hugs, not hostility, bridges, not checkpoints. And so back to my guest in session on Music Planet this afternoon, Iona Fife. She recorded four songs for the programme in the BBC studios in Glasgow with her band, Michael Biggins on piano, Graham Rory on mandolin and Ali McKenzie on guitar. I'll be talking to Iona in a moment, but first, here she is with another traditional song in the Doric dialect of Scots. And it's about a farm near Iona's home in Huntly, Aberdeenshire, and about the lads that work there. And it's called Guys of Tuch.
I gaed up to Afford for to get a fee. I fell in wi Jimmy Brune, wi him I did agree. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come dee. Hi, come a diddle, come a down dee, oh. I fell in wi Jimmy Brune in the year o' 91. Taking him in car, his taken paid and be his old a man. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come dee. Hi, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. The night it came to guys it took, twas on an evening clear, and in a boot the order house the gaffer did appear. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come dear. Hi, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. I'm the maester o' the place, and that's a mistress there. You'll get plenty cheese and plenty bread and plenty mare to spare. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come dear. Come a dandy, oh. So I sat and ate the cheese and bread till they did drin me stare. And then I thought that it was time to gang and see my peer. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come dear. Hi, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. The night get to the stable, my pity for to view. Oh, thanks, they were a dandy paid, a chestnut and a blue. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come come a dandy, oh. On the following morning I get to the blue, but long, long or lies in time my pity got me rue. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come dear. Hi, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. For the blue she was no work and weel she would na throw the fur. The gaffer says a bear you na the smitty tae gang fur. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come dear. Hi, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. For now get him a new blue, she bleeds me uncle weel. But I thought she would be better gin she had a cotton wheel. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come dandy, oh. So I rocked a month or twa wee uncle little platter, till I played up some nasty tricks and broke the tatty jumper. Hi, come a do, a hi, come day. Hi, come a diddle, come a dandy. Diddly doon, oh, if I did the like again, he'd pit me fae the tune. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come dear. Hi, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. We hear gallant Bailey, I Wallace is his name. He can fade out up the cave, and he tucks doon a came. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come dear. Hi, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. We hear a little Bailey, I Jimison's his name. He's skin arty offered, but he's raised enough a flame. Come a hi, come a do, a hi, come dear. Dandy-o. He skimmed into Charlie Watts for tea a drop. Long, long that I could do, the laddie couldna stand. Come a high, come a do, a high, come dear. High, come a diddle, come a dandy-o. We hear a gallant kitchy deem, I Simpson is her name. For to tell her pedigree, I really would think shame. Come a high, come a do, a high, come dear. High, come a diddle, come a dandy-o. She dresses up on Sunday, we had heat above the level. Her teeth at oh, the ivy that would scare a very devil. Come a high, come a do, a high, come dear. High, come a diddle, come a dandy-o. Now my song is ended, I won't sing any more. If funny be offended, you can walk outside the door. Come a high, come a do, a high, come dear. High, come a diddle, come a dandy. Oh, come a high, come a do, a high, come dear. High, come a diddle, come a dandy.
Geyser Tuch, my guest Iona Pfeiffer. Iona, welcome and thanks for joining us. And you grew up in Huntly, and it's way up there in the northeast of Scotland in Aberdeenshire, but you're in Glasgow, aren't you?
Yeah, I was born in Huntly. I grew up there. It's a very small town, it's very insular. And when I was 17, I moved to Glasgow to study traditional music at the conservatoire here, and I never left. And I feel like Glasgow's my home.
So being at university, coming down to Glasgow, how has that time been for you? Because I can imagine that it has fundamentally changed or challenged the way in which you hear the music, sing the music. It's a formal setup at university versus, you know, hearing it as a four-year-old and everywhere you go in your family.
Absolutely. And when I learnt folk songs, it was in a sing-around. It was in a really natural setting, a ballad competition, you know, in the home. And the being able to go down to university and be sat down and taught a song from a teacher was such a synthetic, weird experience. Now, in the past, I did study classical singing as well. I got a scholarship to a music school in Aberdeen called Northeast of Scotland Music School. So I knew what a vocal lesson was. I knew technique and all that. But to be sat down and tell this is tradition when you've already kind of experienced it in the field was really difficult. And I definitely didn't fit in because I was that bairn that was like always asking questions, always pushing lectures, being like, oh, no, well, this is how I can it. I learned it for this person.
Did they all think of you as a bit of a stroppy student, you know, rebellious, I mean, and sort of resistant to changing?
Well, when I first moved to Glasgow, I was overwhelmed with how vibrant the scene was. Amazing, you know, some of the best bands, you know, in Scotland, you just see like playing in a session at the pub. It was amazing. But I also didn't fit in because I was so conditioned by this grounding in tradition to sing unaccompanied and to only sing unaccompanied. So the idea that in class, you know, we had to collaborate with other musicians, we had to use accompaniment. I mean, I play piano as well. That's how I play myself. But I've came out the other end being able to go, right, let's create an album with electric guitars. Let's make it sound more contemporary. But before then, I was confined to this box of and habit in this box of tradition that I was terrified to deonic in. You know, I was terrified to put a piano to it. One person on Facebook used to say, that's a gimmick, playing piano with your singing. No, 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 it should be unaccompanied. But nowadays, after going to conservatoire and seeing how innovative but inspiring, yet rooted in tradition, my contemporaries were, it really pushed me forward to work with them and to make music with them. Yeah, I'd say that formal education in folk music, a lot of the revivalist folk singers in Scotland and you know, I'm sure in England as well, because Newcastle's got a folk course, the revivalist singers certainly look down upon it and think that it's too contemporary. And, you know, one person called it the abattoir where folk music goes to die. And I don't think that's the case. I think that having young musicians who are grounded in tradition or perhaps not grounded in tradition, be able to go and access it is really important. But I did musical theatre when I was there as well. I got, you know, technical training from a musical theatre coach because, of course, folk music is definitely grounded in that cigarette and coffee and then go on stage and sing. And that doesn't really, that does not work when you're a young singer singing, you know, high stuff and going on tour for 3 weeks at a time. You can't be like that. So you have to go and maybe train and get some good technique in you. And that was amazing. But if you asked any of my contemporaries 5 years ago, my peers 5 years ago, do you think Iona will ever, you know, play with an electric guitar or an electric bass? They would say,
horrifying.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another one of your songs now. It's called Poor Ditching Boy. Tell me a little bit about this song.
So Richard Thompson wrote it in response to reading the Lewis Grassic Gibbon novel Sunset Song. Very, very well-known novel. It's been turned into a film a few times. Agnes Dane was in it, and I got a hud of it. And I actually translated his version into Scots. So the one that I'm doing is in Scots, but he originally wrote it in English. And I just love how you know, you can mark new songs, all songs new again, and new songs all again.
Well, that was a Poor Ditchin' Boy, a song that Iona has translated into the Scots language, which I, you know, I have to say, Iona, I mean, listening to you talking, it's obviously something that you are incredibly passionate about. But just give us a little context of Doric and the Scots language and why it is so important to you.
So Doric is a dialect of Scots. Now in Scotland, we've got three national languages. We've got English, we've got Gaelic, and we've got Scots. Now Scots is recognised under the European Charter of Minority Languages. In 2011, it was found in the census that our 1.5 million people speak Scots. Scots is the language of Robbie Burns, but unfortunately it doesn't benefit from the funding, protection and promotion that our other national languages get. So what I do in my spare time when I'm not being a musician on tour is I've been campaigning for a Scots Language Act through the government. I actually managed to get Spotify to recognise Scots as a language and to host Scots as a language on its platform before all of my songs were recognised as English on the platform.
So why is that important, Iona? What does it open up, like, you know, having Spotify officially recognise the Scots language?
Well, one global platform gained legitimacy to a language that hundreds of folk have released songs in. There's hundreds of songs on, thousands of songs on Spotify, you know, from the revival to now that are in Scots and all the different dialects of Scots. Gaining legitimacy is extremely important. And when young bairns turn on a TV or turn on the radio and hear folk that sound like them, they have this enriched sense of cultural identity and this proudness in their identity and this idea that speaking Scots doesn't mean that you're working class, you're lower class, you're uneducated. And say mony folk going through that. And it's really, really sad because, you know, when I was growing up, you know, Scots is, and Doric is the language of the farmers and the fisher folk. But nowadays, it's also the language of our country's politicians, of our country's, you know, lawyers as well. Scots has got a lot of similarities with Norwegian and other West Germanic languages, like Frisian, Dutch, you know, Scandinavian as well. Things like small, sma, bra, bra, kvind, kwine, barn, bairn, lots of similarities. Scots, just like Scottish people in our nation, is a very internationalist language. I love it. And it is different for Gaelic. So Gaelic is a Celtic language, Scots is a West Germanic language, and it is a sister language to English. And that's why there is mutual intelligibility in there. You know, you can what I'm saying with the context that I'm saying it in. And that means that it is mainstream. Having children be able to access entertainment in their own language is really important, because when I was growing up, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. And it meant that when I moved to Glasgow and then, you know, maybe I'd go down to London for meetings or whatever, I self-censored myself. I didn't speak the way that I'd speak with my mother and father or in school. I'd be really uncomfortable just being who I was and worried that, you know, folk would think that I was, you know, being rude or speaking slang or uneducated. Language should not be an indicator of class, unfortunately, but in Scotland we're still struggling with that. If you're Gaelic, you're bilingual, but if you speak Scots, well, you're speaking slang. But that's completely not the case. Scots isna all fushty ballads, and it's no stuff that's back in the past. It's no just your Walter Scott and Robbie Burns. It's stuff that people are creating art in new. You know, folk are writing new songs.
It's a living, breathing expression of a whole different community. We've got a final song from you, which in fact is one of your own compositions. It's called The Cauld?
Yeah, The Cauld. So and I guess in Lowland Scotland it would be pronounced The Cauld, but in the northeast it would be The Cal. So it's very confusing, isn't it? Because all these different dialects, they pronounce things differently. But it is a song that I wrote. I had a kind of commission from the Scots Language Centre to basically recontextualise Scots language and genre. So if you hear Scots and Gaelic being sung, it's usually a folk song. But if you hear Welsh language being sung, it could be any genre. It could be indie, pop, funk, folk, could be anything. Why can't we do that with Scots? Yeah. So what I did was I wrote this, The Cauld, in Scots, and it's a pop setup with a pop song structure, but in the Scots language. And it just shows that a language should not be confined to the country's traditional music. It should be outside that box as well. And I do hope that other young Scots speakers will be able to use that, because there's loads of poets that are using Scots and writing new poems.
And what's the song about, Iona?
It's about industry, effectively. It's about the fact that, you know, sometimes being in the music industry is a little bit like a relationship, and it can take you in and chew you out and spit you out and leave you in the cold outside. So that's what it's about. It's not about a relationship. But if you hear it, it's kind of on two different levels.
So let's hear it. This is The Cauld from Iona Fife.
Mm-hmm.
truth it's told. And did it come to be like this? And did we let it come amiss? Take me back to the summertime when you held me in your arms. Never thought you'd see me here. We had sick a lot to learn. Take me back when we felt so free, when you thought I was your best. Now I'm sitting with the rest, for you left.
Michael Biggins, Graham Rory and Ali McKenzie accompanying the lovely Iona Fife, my guest on Music Planet, ending that session with an original composition called The Cold. This is Music Planet. I'm Lopa Katari. For our classic artist today, I thought we'd delve deeper into the life of Fundi Konde, one of Kenya's biggest stars in the 1950s. You might recall that I played a track of his on the day of the funeral of the Duke of Edinburgh, as Prince Philip and the then Princess Elizabeth were in Kenya when they heard of the death of her father, King George VI, and had to cut short their tour of the Commonwealth back in 1952. Well, Fundi Konde grew up in the southeast of Kenya in Wa near Mombasa. Music was a big part of his early life back in the 30s. Traditional East African dance music mixed in with the hymns and waltzes and foxtrots that he learnt at Catholic school. He learned to play the flute, the clarinet and the guitar. So when he left school, he began to supplement his daytime job, which was at the Department of Health, with gigs at weddings and parties. But it was during World War II that his career as a professional musician began, playing to East African troops in South Asia as part of the King's African Rifles Entertainment Unit. When he returned to Kenya, by which time Nairobi had become a regional hub for the recording industry, he headed into the studio and laid down songs that soon became part of the music fabric of the time. Conde was also the first guitarist in Kenya to use an electric pickup. He was a massive influence, and even now his songs are played by dance bands all over the region. I'm going to play you a couple of his songs. The first is Mazowea, and that's followed by one of Conde's biggest hits, Jumbo Sigara, where you'll get a gentle taste of his electric guitar playing.
Nalia Nikia fikiri mazoea Naumia Nani kutisha mashaka Nalia Kila nikia fikiri mazoea Naumia Nani kutisha mashaka Sina budi kuyasema Nani mupate kujua Nabudi kuyasema Nani upate kujua Mazoea, mazoea, mpenzi wangu Naumia Mazoea, mazoea, mpenzi wangu Naumia
Wasifa penzi inuka tucheze Likunyeshe pendo Lituwe na moyo Wasifa mama inuka tucheze Likunyeshe pendo Lituwe na moyo Lakini moyo wanambia bila ya waridi rumba sitacheza Lakini moyo wanambia bila ya waridi rumba sitacheza Jambo,
jambo sigara
Jambo,
jambo sigara, sigara baridi
Jambo,
jambo sigara
Jambo,
jambo sigara, sigara baridi
Wasifa, penzi inuka tucheze Likonyeshe pendo, lituwe na moyo wasifa mama inuka tucheze ikunyeshe pendo litue na moyo lakini moyo wanambia bila ya waridi rumba sitacheza lakini moyo wanambia bila ya waridi rumba sitacheza jambo jambo sigara jambo jambo sigara sigara baridi jambo jambo sigara jambo jambo sigara sigara baridi Lakini moyo wanambia bila ya waridi rumba sitacheza. Lakini moyo wanambia bila ya waridi rumba sitacheza. Jambo, jambo sigara. Jambo, jambo sigara, sigara baridi.
Wapenda sigara, eh?
Jambo sigara.
Ah, kweli.
Jambo sigara, sigara baridi.
Katisha mama, katisha. Katisha, katisha. Katisha, 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 katisha. Jambo sigara, jambo sigara. Kembwa jambo, jambo sigara.
Wasifa, hebu inuka tucheze. Nikonyeshe pendo, litue na moyo. Lakini moyo wanambia bila ya waridi rumba sitacheza.
Kwa nini?
Lakini moyo wanambia bila ya waridi rumba sitacheza.
Hino sigara.
Jambo sigara.
Jambo.
Jambo sigara, sigara baridi.
Nini?
Jambo sigara.
Ya.
Jambo sigara, sigara baridi.
Kenya's Fundi Konde, our classic artist this week. Perfect music for gentle afternoons around the barbie this summer. Well, next week, Catherine Tickell's presenting the programme. And to mark Record Store Day, Nick Luscombe will be digging around in record shops in Tokyo, which, given a certain global sports event, may not be the main attraction in Tokyo at the time. I'm going to play us out with a track from another recent release. And there is such a sad story behind this album, one of many sad stories of a life lost during the pandemic. World-renowned producers Samuel Clayton and Martin Nathan, also known as Brain Damage, who both lived in France, headed off to Jamaica in March 2020 to meet up with the great Jamaican lyricist Big Youth. They got to Jamaica, but they both caught COVID-19. Martin Nathan was able to get back to France. Samuel Clayton, though, decided to stay behind in Kingston and finish the recording. The vocals done, Clayton was admitted to hospital, and 2 weeks later, he passed away. His dying wish was that Martin Nathan see the album finished. It's called Beyond the Blue and was released on Jarring Effects. It is bittersweet, a touching final album from Samuel Clayton, and a simply beautiful reminder of Big Youth's mastery of lyrics and that sing-song-talk style of his. I leave you with the song Tomorrow is Another Day. Till next time, like Big Youth says, make hay while the sun shine. Never let your time go waste away. Goodbye.
Calling. Oh, would mama take care of them? She didn't tell much when she called them, but the poor mama, she did take care of them. Children love your mother, don't be rude. She take 9 months to take you out to school. Oh, children love your mothers, don't be rude. Little ones take
counselors, I would say, for tomorrow you may need it, 'cause tomorrow is another day. Make hay while the sun shines, you never know what might happen tomorrow. Make hay while the sun shines, 'cause you never know what might happen tomorrow. Just slip a ticket in the way, tomorrow is just another day. Self, I say, never let your time go waste away. Yes, tomorrow is another day. Wasted days and wasted years with nothing to achieve. Yes, wasted days and wasted years with nothing to achieve. Gotta move on, yeah, I gotta move on. Leave bad things behind, step up front, gotta move on. Till I'm going to the top, I gotta move on. Move ya, gotta move on, move up. Wasted days and wasted years with nothing to achieve. Cannot live like the brother called Steve. Nothing to achieve. Gotta move on. Get on up, move up, get on up. Get on up, get on up, gotta move on. Get on up, don't look back, don't look down. Get on up, get on up, move up, 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 up. Get on up, get on up, don't look down. Get on up, get on up. No matter what the crisis is, no matter the circumstances, get on up, get on up, move up. Get on up, get on up, I gotta move on. Up, get on up, not looking back, gotta move on. Look for the future, save the youths, don't destroy the children. But get on up, gotta move on. Get up, no, gotta move on, get on up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Sure. Let what bygones be bygones, for tomorrow is another day. Did you hear what the brother said? Just let bygones be bygones, 'cause tomorrow is another day. Don't let no obstacle stand in your way. We learn by our mistakes, so we don't make mistakes. Get on up, get on up, what a song. We're not telling you to do no wrong. And don't look back, leave your past behind. We have to find a team now to get on time.
Music Planet, presented by Lopo Kothari and produced by Roger Short and Michael Rossi. Details of all the music in the programme as ever from the BBC Radio 3 website. This is BBC Radio 3. It's Saturday. It's 5 o'clock. It's J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jamoke Fashola. And on the show today, concert highlights from Grammy award-winning vocalist Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. But we'll kick off with new music from multi-instrumentalist Emma Jean Thackeray. From her debut album, Yellow, this is Our People.